All right, we're going.
Yo.
We on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the return of the Pixel Chicken Podcast. I am your host, Stryker, and to my left, I have Phil. To my right, I have River.
Hey, hi.
And to my far right, the outlier.
That's me.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Phil, how you doing?
Doing cool. Doing awesome. I don't know why cool just came out.
I thought you were going to call Johnny the outlaw for a second.
Yeah,
I
got excited. Johnny.
I got excited. I was going to look over at him and he's going to be wearing a 10-gallon hat.
And he'd look like this, squinting.
And he'd have a human skull around his neck.
Just like a short cigar.
Yeah. And a fucking femur sticking out of his...
What kind of movie are you watching?
What?
River, how you doing?
Bone snuff films, hot. Dude. What?
Bone Tomahawk.
How you doing?
I'm doing cool, man.
Doing cool?
Yeah.
You doing cool, Johnny?
I'm doing very
Everyone
cool.
Everyone doing cool.
I think we can just doing all so agree that cool. We're all doing cool.
It's Christmas time, man. Christmas time is here. Comes but once a year.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a while since we last got together. Mm. Since we last got together, Thanksgiving happened.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We've gotten...
Has it been that long?
We've gotten even closer to the release of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Oh my god.
I got fucking married.
River got married.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is kind of noteworthy.
Yeah.
River is a husband. The first out of us to be a husband. Other than man. Phil, I've heard some rumors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You married.
Marrying my chair.
Your chair.
Yeah.
Your chair?
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah, it's legal in some states.
No, it's not, Phil.
You started to say something with an M, and I go...
Yeah, I was like, what? Where is this going?
I'm trying to think of what that... Anyway. All right, well, let's see. So we have been playing a lot of... some of us have been playing some games. There's been a few releases.
Not I.
Let's see. So since we last got together... It's all right, man. Since we last got together, Battlefront got released.
Mm-hmm.
Just Cause 3 got released.
Rainbow Six Siege
got released.
Xenoblade
Chronicles.
Ooh.
Kung Fu Panda Showdown.
So there's been some big releases.
Wait, what?
Some of which we've played, some of which we haven't yet.
Dude, there's a fucking Kung Fu Panda Smash Brothers game. And it's out now.
That actually sounds like it could be fun. But anyway, so there have been some big releases, and then there's also been some noteworthy items, some news. There was the Game Awards, the Video Game Awards that happened just a few
short days ago.
And there was a few things that came out of that as well. So I figure we'll just get into the news first. Then we'll talk about what we've been playing. And then, Phil, you will serenade us all with a beautiful song, a Christmas carol. And
the new Dream Theater track.
Nope.
No, that's
that.
Forbidden.
And that's the last time you'll ever say Dream Theater.
Yeah,
Dream Theater's no good.
Yeah, no good.
Go listen to your Proto-Man shit, you bitch.
Hey.
How, dude?
I think Panic Attack's a good song.
Panic Attack.
All right.
So what's the plan of attack? That's an atmosphere song.
That's not a dream.
All right, everybody shut the fuck up.
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to buy some games.
It's okay. Oh, do it.
It's just buying.
You know what I bought?
What are you buying?
Shut up the...
So what was I gonna? Oh, so I was gonna. I bought Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis for $1.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I've been waiting for that to go on sale, even though it's regularly like $6. Like, that's the regular price for it. That still wasn't cheap enough for me. Anyway, so I guess the first thing we could talk about this. We've known about this game for a while, but they finally showed some gameplay at the Video Game Awards. And that is Far Cry Primal.
Whew! I didn't see this gameplay. You're telling me it was gameplay?
It was actual gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Phil, did you watch it?
I watched a trailer, and I realized it was from several months ago.
You were?
That is the most Phil thing I've ever heard.
It was just the...
it was just like the cinematic. Phil,
so tell me about this gameplay.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Yeah. There was a big... So, the gameplay, it kind of just shows, like, small clips or sort of mashed together, sort of a highlight reel of Far Cry Primal gameplay. But it seems to be that there's a huge emphasis on controlling animals. Mm-hmm. Like, actually... So, taking the previous stuff from the last two Far Cry games and expanding on that. So, not only do animals just attack enemies, but they actually, like, are almost like your party members.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like there was times where he's walking around and he has, like, a group of animals with him and is sending them to attack enemies and stuff like that.
You know, I read a headline from IGN or some other website calling it same old, same old. That sounds like something completely different.
Yeah, I don't see how it's completely not at all the same old, same old.
So wait, you know, like you're actually like these animals are things that like come with you and you keep?
Yeah, they like follow you.
Huh.
Yeah. But there's a large variety of them. In fact, you can have like multiple at once, where there's a part where he had like his saber-toothed tiger rolling around with him, and then he went on top of like a cliff face to look down at a camp he was scouting, and he like whistled for a hawk to come down and kill people.
Yeah, there was bears.
Yeah, bears.
A lot of stuff. And he was also in between that throwing spears and shooting arrows through enemies as well. And stuff like that.
Interesting.
And it seems like there's more like kind of melee maybe type stuff as well.
This seems like a bold move.
The archery was a lot of fun.
In 4 especially. Yeah. I'm watching this gameplay now. This axe looks like the axe from Turok Evolution.
I never saw this.
Is this Far Cry Primal?
Yeah,
dude. Oh, this shit. Is Far Cry Primal.
The gameplay they showed was like a little trailer.
I remember that.
Gameplay. Yeah.
Interesting. So he has a bone tomahawk.
Mm-hmm. Of course he does. Ooh, he just whistled through his hands and a hawk came.
Now, I don't know. Oh, so I was curious, and this seems to answer my question. I was going to say, I was curious if you can actually control the animals as characters, and it looks like you can, at least.
Yeah, you're flying around as a bird.
He's going to drop bombs. Are you going to just shit on people's cars? What are they going to tie this into the Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs universe?
They're getting further and further away from that.
No, this is like the progenitor. This is where
begins. The Adam and Eve future Adam and Eve people. I don't know. I think the Assassin's Creed franchise has gone down the toilet as far as the story is concerned.
I got Syndicate.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're one of 12.
Yep. Haven't played it.
I looked at the sales figures for Syndicate, and it is...
4 people?
Yeah, it's way down. Like, Ubisoft talked about it, like, they expressed their disappointment in it, but I didn't realize that it was, like, 1 million copies total across all systems.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It was utter shit. Considering how, like, Black Flag has sold, like, 18 million copies across all their systems.
Mm-hmm.
Black Flag was cool, man. Also, it was a game on the launch of a system generation, so
yeah.
That helped, probably.
And it has the last-gen versions available.
I wonder
how it was in working condition when it came out.
I wonder how much shooting there is in this game. Or I wonder if they're just going back more stealth and stuff like that. Obviously, you got spears and bows, but I don't see how much... more you could have.
It seems like there's a lot of stealth.
Yeah.
There will probably be some type of explosives, like some fancy potions you can make that explode.
I love fancy potions.
I do too.
But, you know, for me, I love the guns in Far Cry.
Yeah, that was one of...
It looks good. I mean, it looks graphically pretty...
It looks pretty nice, yeah.
Pretty nice. I wonder if I'm guessing it's just the exact same engine as 4. I mean, if it's coming out in February, they don't have enough time to,
is
like,
this
make
a
drastic...
full price thing?
I don't know.
You were saying that you thought.
Well, I'm just wondering if the fact that it's coming out in February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
February 23rd.
Yeah, that seems so close to.
I mean, 4 came out what, last year?
Last fall. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I feel like they normally take 2 years for mm-hmm. Far Cry or more. So I don't know. I feel like this is sort of their Blood Dragon, but it's bigger than Blood Dragon, and they're probably gonna charge like 30. Maybe they'll just try to get away with it.
I think it's probably going to be a full price game. The marketing seems like it's.
They haven't. Yeah, it does. They haven't had. There's been no indication that it's not going to be a full blown actual new Far Cry game.
Dude, I don't know, but as long as you can ride dinosaurs, dude, I'm in.
Yeah,
dude, any game with dinosaurs.
You might be able to ride a woolly mammoth.
Love dinosaurs, dude.
Woolly mammoths. I bet you anything, worst smelling thing on earth.
They look like it.
They have such a large volume of matted hair that's probably got just crusted with
dung.
So yeah, Far Cry Primal looks cool.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'm into it.
I wonder how the that game type of gameplay is sustainable over the course of hours and hours and hours. Because there's no guns, no. I mean, it cuts down on the variety.
Yeah.
You know, just having control of animals is cool, but is that going to really be enough?
Which variety? Is why I think it would work as an expansion or something short. But I haven't even beaten Far Cry 4, and I didn't even really get into it. And I liked it a lot, but I just never did it. And so.
And like you said, I really love the guns in Far Cry games.
Yeah.
It's like one of my.
Far Cry Wild.
Yeah. We're going to circle back to these. We'll get to them. But let's keep on board with the games for now. So,
you want
to
talk about Game Awards?
Video games. I didn't watch it, but I saw a lot of pictures. Was it good?
What do you think? I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't watch. I just saw highlights and things.
Oh. I had some friends over, and I was like, oh, this starts in an hour. So we just sat down and watched it. You know, it's a really good show now. They really stepped up. I mean, there was a part where... there was a lot of.
Is it still quality. Jeff Keighley's Game Awards?
It's Jeff Keighley's thing, but the thing is, Jeff Keighley really kind of sold out to get it to happen at all.
I mean,
now he's got the money to do what he wants. Mm-hmm. So, like in this thing, they included a really nice piece where it was like 4 minutes dedicated to Iwata. Okay. And Reggie Fils-Aimé came out and said some really nice stuff, and they played a song. That's nice. And and then there was the Kojima thing happened where came out and said that Kojima would have been here for the award, but Konami fucked him over and said that the lawyer told him he couldn't fly out to go to the
They said that on stage?
Yeah. He
called him out.
Shit.
Not only that, did he say that, he said, I can't understand why.
Wait,
why
who anybody. Said it, though?
Jeff Keighley, the host Keighley? Of the show.
He sat there right after they won the award, and he said, yeah, Kojima couldn't be here, and I can't believe that there'd be a studio that would be just do something like that. Like he actually expressed an opinion.
And the crowd booed.
And the crowd is booed so hard. It was awesome. And then he said, but for Mr. Kojima, this is a surprise for him. And they had, what's her name, the girl that played Quiet, Stephanie Justin, came out and sang Quiet's theme with a choir backing her up.
Oh, that's cool. I love that song.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful. Makes me cry every time I...
Yeah.
Shut up, dude.
Then there was, there's some announcements.
Thanks, man. What announcements?
Well, so Far Cry Primal, it was just the they showed some game. They showed like Quantum Break. They showed a new trailer for that, which
stupid,
which wasn't even as good. They showed more, way more. But
they announced. What look forward it? To Quantum Break at the Game Awards, and they showed like a 40-second cinematic thing. I was like, what?
Hmm. Which is funny, because I'm really stoked for that game, by the way. Yeah, I was excited. I was hoping to see something more.
The game's been delayed like 8 times.
Yeah.
When's it slated?
Like next summer, but it was slated for last summer and the summer before that.
I thought it was sometime in spring. Or did it get pushed back again? Maybe
I don't know. I think...
Phil, Quantum Break, find out the release date.
Got it.
They also showed, what was I going to say? Oh, they showed a new trailer for Uncharted with a new character.
That was a good, the character, I don't know, she reminded me of Moneypenny from Bond.
Yeah, she did. It was funny.
The part after that trailer, I thought was, it showed Drake's brother.
Sam? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What April 5th, 2016.
Sweet. Yeah.
Wait, wasn't... He called him his brother. Did I forget about character? Because I saw that guy and I was like, who's that? And he's like, hey, brother. And I'm like, what is that, his brother?
Yeah, he was in, like, the first gameplay reveal when Drake's, like, climbing the rock thing and it starts to fall over. And he grabs him and he goes, nice to see you, brother. Or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah. His evil brother.
Sam.
I forgot about that.
And he also...
And Max.
Sam and Max.
In a human costume.
Interesting dynamic.
Well, you know, they're going a little bit more fantastical.
Was there anything else showed or like announced or anything?
Other than that, the show's improving every year.
That's good. That's good.
Witcher cleaned house.
Witcher. Oh yeah, when
cleaned
like,
house.
Fucking Marcin Iwinski came up. Marcin, I have loved good old games ever since they were first announced for beta. I've been a part of their forums and everything, and he was sort of a meme on there, just the guy who runs the show at CD Projekt. And he's just the nicest, like, dorkiest Polish guy. He's just, you just hear his voice, and he's just hilarious. And he's super awkward. But he came up to accept all the awards.
Which, by the way, Game of the Year, RPG of the Year, Developer of the Year. So yeah. Project Red.
There's just something about seeing him finally getting, like, Developer and Game of the Year. This guy who just, is the whole thing was like a homemade project. Like,
and it's great to see, to me, it's great to see it because the Witcher developers treat the fans the way that I wish other developers would. Well, other publishers. And so it's cool to see them get recognition for that.
Yeah.
And on a grand stage. So that's pretty cool.
I'm sad Bloodborne didn't win more anything. But,
that's too bad.
Oh, there was a DLC that released for that, too.
And they showed
The Old Hunters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been playing that.
They showed, they also showed, speaking of Souls, they showed new Demon's Souls 3 gameplay.
And Dark Souls.
Sorry. My Dark Souls.
I was like, what?
Although there has been a tease.
Skip 2.
There has been a tease at, like, a... There was some, like, tweet that they released that showed, like, Bloodborne and then, like, a Demon's Souls box on top of it.
People are thinking it's a remaster. Maybe a remaster. Yeah, which would be cool. That could be... If they actually, like, work on, like, adding some of the features that were released in later Souls games and actually modernizing the engine, holy shit, it would be the ultimate Souls game.
So, did you see the gameplay for Dark Souls 3? It showed the, like, tree boss?
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was really fucking cool. So he, like, the character approaches this giant open, like, courtyard.
Uh-huh.
It's, like, this huge open courtyard, and on the far corner, you just see this giant tree. Like, it's this huge, thick, like, fat tree. It's enormous. Uh-huh. It's, like,
it's
a huge, fat tree.
It's obese.
Fast.
And he's, like, walking and fighting a couple enemies, and all of a sudden the tree goes, and stands up and turns around. What's the tree called?
Yeah, I mean, fucking oak.
Fucking know, man.
No, but the best part
is trying to find an image.
Doug fir. The way the tree is sitting, because it's like it's got legs that are popped out in front of it, and it's like the tree is sitting down, and its legs are curled up in front of him, and he's kind of crawling with his legs,
and then an arm pops out of it.
It's not like it's an ent that just stands up from Lord of the Rings. This thing's like crawling around on his legs. It's just
a fucking crippled tree.
Yeah,
pretty much. You brought up another game that I was going to say something about, and I don't remember.
Bloodborne DLC?
Oh, I was going to say that there's also the PlayStation Experience thing that's happening, I think, this weekend.
Ooh, yeah.
And so there's going to be even more stuff coming out from that, and I'm hoping the last Street Fighter character gets announced there. I'm guessing.
Didn't they just do that?
What? Do what?
The last Street Fighter character.
Did they just do that today?
Yeah, wait. I thought I saw something on Destructoid about that.
Are you crazy? Another thing I wanted to mention, and I don't remember when this came out. I think it was sometime last week. There was a new Onimusha trademark filed by Capcom.
I would take a new Onimusha.
And it wasn't a renewal trademark. It was like an actual new trademark. So who knows what that means. Huh. But... man, a new Onimusha game? I would love that.
Yeah,
it's been 10 years.
Yeah, Fang. Since, new Street Fighter character named Fang. It's the last one.
Huh. Well, holy crap. Wait,
isn't Fang returning?
Oh, God. This is great news. Yakuza 0. Yakuza 0 is coming west.
Excellent.
Oh,
yes!
Sweet.
God, that makes me so fucking
so
happy.
I'm looking at this tree from...
he's like crawling around like a toddler.
It's fucking disgusting. I hate this.
You whale on his balls.
You cannot see this.
Uncharted 4, A Thief's End has dialogue options. That's interesting. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, doesn't that boss look just insane?
It makes me
feel... Did anybody play Outlaws?
No.
River and I invented it.
Oh, yeah. We actually made that in college. That was our game.
Outlaws?
Mm-hmm. With a Z?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, then no, we did
it's
not.
A wild, it's a Wild West sprite-based shooter by Westwood, or not Westwood, LucasArts.
It sounds like a Wild West.
That's the fucking villain. It's gotta be.
Yeah, we're gonna have to send him a cease and desist.
Yeah, we really should. We should work on that. Phil. You be our lawyer.
Yeah.
All right. The 1998 game.
No, it was fucking 2010 Outlaws.
Did you finish it?
We fucking finished it. It had one screen and an impossible level design.
Yeah. And for some reason, when he turned left, he would go down like...
Yeah!
We couldn't figure it out, man. So we gave up and played Metal Gear and got an F in that class.
Yeah, Metal Gear, Ratchet, and Clank.
We just didn't come to the last class where you tune in your final and everyone played it in front of you.
Yeah. God, it was a good idea, though.
Yeah, it was a great idea.
So the
when your hat got knocked off, the enemies would take PCP and rip your flesh from your body.
Yeah. So Platinum Games,
yes,
they did a Transformers game. It got good reviews. It's supposed to be really fun. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks beautiful too. I got it.
Well, that's not the only 80s franchise that they are going to have their hands in.
Knight Rider, Baywatch.
Baywatch Platinum would be pretty cool. although Bayonetta, you could argue, is kind of that.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, I've been thinking about Bayonetta 2 a lot more, and I really enjoyed that game. It's one of those games I look back fondly.
Still haven't played it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, Phil, Platinum is going to be developing a TMNT game.
Sounds awesome. I read about that. That sounds cool.
I, for one, am incredibly excited about
that. That sounds really cool. Like,
I was always more of like a Ninja Turtles and G.I. Joe guy than I was a Transformers guy.
Yeah.
So for me, I like that.
They're just picking up IPs left and right, I feel like.
Which is cool.
They're on top of
the
world.
They're like the perfect developer for those kind of franchises.
Yeah. I wonder, honestly, if Platinum's going to turn into like a Bethesda or something where they're like, or a Square Enix where they become much, much bigger
in
like 10 years' time where they just have everything in like 10 studios underneath them.
Yeah. Because
they're making so much stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that they're actually picking up like already existing IPs and making games now is a pretty big sign that, you know, there's more trust in them and more money available. They have bigger budgets and stuff. I mean, they're not going to make a Transformers game for... pick a studio that has a crappy budget and stuff.
It's called Mutants in Manhattan.
Really?
Yeah.
Mutants. I love that title. That reminds me of, like, an arcade
Mutants
game
take
from the
over.
90s.
It's like a Muppets movie that came out in the 80s.
Yeah, Mutants in Manhattan.
Yeah, so I hope it's a good, solid beat-em-up and...
Yeah.
In the vein of,
I also love that
I hope it has it's got to have co-op.
I love that Japanese studio is taking American cartoons and making little beat 'em ups out of them.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles started out as I believe it was a comic book, but I don't know if it was.
It wasn't Japanese.
It wasn't. Was it American?
It was American. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God. Fucking guy thinks he knows it all. It was fucking Ukrainian.
God, that would be horrifying.
Awesome. I only read the original Ukrainian ones where they get fucking radiation.
That's how they become the mutant Ninja Turtles.
Just basically like the Wizard of Oz, except bleak, and they try to find that there is no God at the end.
So, let's see what else
I need to play Metro.
We can't forget to... Speaking of beat-em-ups, another beat-em-up that's dear to our hearts is Shaq Fu.
God damn.
What's the subtitle of it? Shaq Fu...
A Legend Reborn. The Fond Memories.
So, they showed an actual trailer for this game, and it's like a beat-em-up. It's not a fighting game.
Damn
like
it, it looks
game.
So good.
It looks fun.
I don't think it looks so good.
It looks fun.
I think it looks like something that I need to play, though.
I think the music... The music sounded really, really... was nostalgic 90s type of music.
Yeah. The whole thing reminded me of being a kid.
Yeah.
The way Shaq...
fat kid.
Shaq came out and announced the game, and like, it was pretty funny because... Well, he's got a pretty good stage presence. Like, he's just really likable.
Yeah.
And then, like after the game got announced, he, like, started to, like, try to hunch over because there's this much smaller mic on a mic stand. Like, he had, like, a microphone, but, like, he forgot. So he, like, leans completely down to try to reach this microphone. He's like, oh, just good. It was very endearing.
I want to see that in action.
Yeah, I do
on
too.
On my TV.
I wonder who's developing it. I don't know who's developing it.
I'm worried it's going to turn out like fucking Afro Samurai 2 or something and just be this nightmare piece of shit.
That would be funny.
It would.
Pipeworks.
Pipeworks.
Making
it up. Drive on down.
Yeah.
Hey, want to play test?
So let's get into the last, I think this is, well, maybe, some movie trailers.
Mm-hmm. I would like to talk about Batman v Superman first.
No.
Because I got stuff to get off my chest.
Phil, you just...
Wait, what?
You hijacked my whole thing.
You got fucking...
You just hijacked.
You can honestly talk confessions about to both make? Of those trailers at the same time.
Yeah, so we got two starkly different in quality, in my opinion, trailers that got released. One for Batman v Superman, and one for Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So, Phil... Since you already hijacked this segment, why don't you start off by talking about Batman?
I have mixed feelings about Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
I finally pinpointed Jesse Eisenberg's problem. He is,
you pinpointed it?
It took you time to do that?
No. I saw it and
he's
I was like...
Jesse Eisenberg. That's his problem. He's not Lex Luthor. Anyway.
He is basically Lex Luthor in name only as he does a good performance of pretty much the Riddler. Like, he's basically playing the Riddler. That's what I think of when I see him. I don't think of Lex Luthor. I think of the Riddler.
So tell me this, Phil. As far as the trailer goes, what did you like? What did you not like?
I liked seeing more Batman. And
Ben Affleck's great.
Affleck's fine.
He's perfect as Batman.
Yeah.
He's the most perfect actor portraying Batman in a live action movie.
I still don't know yet.
I can already tell.
I only heard him say one line.
Mm. I mean the way he looks.
I like him more as an actor, and I think he looks the part very well.
That was a better way of putting it. He looks the part more than anybody
thus
far.
But like he's an actor like that I'm rooting for a lot more rather than Christian Bale. I'm just kind of like, yeah, okay.
Christian Bale was.
It works.
I like Christian Bale, but I want Ben Affleck to be good. I'll say that. I just personally, I can't tell yet.
So you liked seeing more Batman. What else did you like about it?
It seems to attempt to display kind of more of a sense of humor, I guess, than Man of Steel. You know, I if they think the whole "I thought she was with you" line was supposed to get a chuckle, the guy who laughs at that is an idiot because that wasn't funny. But That being said, at least it's trying.
Oh shit!
Part. Yeah, that part was cool. Oh, speaking of oh shit, Doomsday, with his little baby dick spikes coming out of his shoulders. The developers of InDesign have a better Doomsday than that.
What do you think about seeing Doomsday in general?
I mean, it looks like...
About him being in the movie. Just what do you think?
Conceptually, I like it.
I see that as a Venom thing for, like, Spider-Man 3, where they're forcing the big... Like, Doomsday is, like, arguably the best Superman villain. Like, he's the last. He's like, the third Superman movie. He gets his own movie. Yeah, but this looks like they're going to do, like, a Venom, and they're, like, in the last quarter, they're like, oh, by the way, the big bad Doomsday...
I think that they're taking Zod's blood and using it to create Doomsday, and that's how they're going to make him.
I just feel like Doomsday is such an epic villain that I don't think he's just the kind of villain that can be just thrown into a movie, you know, in the last half or whatever.
What's going to be.
Yeah, and we don't know. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in this movie? We just know what we've seen in the trailers, but... Man, the trailer sure did give away a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, it basically told the whole movie.
And not only that, like... I really didn't like the writing in the trailer and the editing. It was super awkward. The pace was just bizarro, It completely waters down the main point of the title of the movie. Like, there's no theme in this movie. You've got Batman v Superman, and then this teaser trailer, you're like, they're pissed at each other, they're gonna fight. And then you watch the next trailer, and it's like, no, there's other villains, and they're gonna... set aside their differences. And
well, that's usually how superhero battles are.
Yeah, but you don't show that in the trailer. Like, you don't theme the movie after that. There's always character
arcs. I think they just wanted to reveal Wonder Woman.
Well, but there's obviously character arcs that need to happen. There's developments and stuff, and so, yeah, they have their differences, and they set them aside. You don't name that the fucking movie.
And that plays into another thing. I guess we're kind of bordering into Civil War here. Both these movies are going to have to do with superheroes fighting each other. I just think that Civil War is going to be charged by more emotional intensity, yes. making the action scenes way more rich.
And that's because they've been building towards this for so many movies now. Have this established relationship where they, like you know, anybody that's seen these movies or even some of them, like just anybody that watched Avengers knows Captain America and Iron Man don't like each other. They don't see eye to eye. They're a part of this team. But they have very different ideals.
And it feels very natural how it happens.
Yeah. Too. So you watch the trailer and you're just like, oh yeah, I get why they don't like each other.
I'm thrilled. And
yeah, it looks, honestly, okay, so I'm not a Marvel fan.
Yeah.
I never grew up with the Marvel comics and I never really cared for the Marvel movies. I think they're good or okay, and none of them are bad. And these DC things I'm not into at all. But I'm watching that trailer, and right after watching the Batman v Superman trailer, I'm excited. I'm gonna watch that. There's character development. There's emotional, like, there's a goal. It's not just like big bad villains here. And even if it ends like that, the journey to get there, it looks very good.
Did it not have so much better writing than the Batman v Superman trailer?
Oh my god, yeah!
Like the whole, you look like you've a little worked up. Yeah, I had a rough day, and there was so much tension.
Yeah, two scenes specifically from the movie that immediately in mere seconds painted the whole picture of what the movie is going to be about and the tension behind it was that scene you just mentioned because he's slowly walking towards me. You can tell he's like defending himself because he's like walking sideways with his shield facing out as if to be like just waiting for him to attack. And then the scene where he says he's my friend and Tony says so was I.
Yeah.
Like that scene when you see that you're just like feel it.
Yeah.
It's like all this tension and stuff and all these movies build towards this and then you get to that point and you're like you feel like you've kind of grown with these heroes and watched them evolve and stuff. So when you see that, it hits hard.
Yeah, it does.
I'm looking at the trailer and stuff and I noticed one thing that I really like. There is no overcompensating with CG that really kind of grew to bother me in a lot of these Marvel movies is that they sort of build up to this big crazy CG and lots of shit going on at once. And that never looked appealing to me. I like the simplicity of the action in this. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of basic martial arts and a dude, you know, drop kicking somebody and sending them through a window and
a lot of stable camera work.
Yeah.
Where it's like that, like the final scene in the trailer where it shows Winter Soldier, Captain America beating up Iron Man,
they're
fighting. The camera's just in a stagnant position; it doesn't move, and it's just they're you know fighting. It doesn't have like this camera work where you can't fucking see what's going on. It's you know
or you can see center it stage. A little too perfectly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I felt like the Avengers was, where they were like trying to make every frame look cool by like having impossible camera angles, which basically meant the whole thing was CG. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was just,
I think boring, these two the two directing team, the two man directing team of this and and Winter Soldier are the most talented directors that they have under the Marvel.
I heard they were making the third Avengers movie.
Yeah. Now did they also they directed Civil War as well, right?
You mean Winter Soldier? Yeah.
No, Civil War. Who's directing?
Oh,
I don't remember if it's the same guys or not. I think it is.
Yeah.
As far as I know. Let me look real quick. But
that movie has my full confidence. I was afraid that it was going to be oversaturated with different superheroes, but I am much more confident about it now.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, Black Panther. We didn't even talk about it. Black Panther's in it. And Luke Cage.
He was introduced in Jessica Jones.
And he's going to be in the movie?
I think he is.
So the thing that I liked about it was that unlike the Doomsday thing where I joked with Johnny that it was like, here's fucking Doomsday, you know, like, check him out. Where they tease at Black Panther in this trailer, and you don't see Spider-Man, by the way, who's going to be in the movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they show glimpses of Black Panther, but you still don't know anything about him. He's still a big mystery, but you get to at least just see what he looked like, which I think is cool. I like that they're doing that. And I just think, you mentioned it earlier, Phil, you have these two movies that are telling a similar story, you know, or at least they have a similar theme of heroes facing off against each other because they have differing ideals.
Yeah.
But there's such a stark contrast between
between the two movies. I mean, when you look at just the trailers, the writing, the tension, the drama, and just the chemistry and everything is there in Civil War. And then you watch the Batman vs. Superman trailer, and it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like it has as much heart.
Mixed feelings.
I really don't think that Zack Snyder is a good director at all.
It is the Russo brothers, by the way. They're also directing Civil War. And, like you said, I think they're also directing the third...
I'm thrilled.
Age of Ultron. Or, not Age of Ultron, but what's it called?
The Infinity War.
Infinity War, yeah.
I'm thrilled.
Which will be amazing. The Infinity War on film. Oh, my God. Anyway. So, those are my thoughts. Do we have anything else to say about those trailers?
Hope they're both good. More confidence in one than the other.
I'm with you on that. I hope for the best for both movies.
Fuck them both.
Rivers, fuck them both.
I haven't seen any of them.
It's all right, bro. Dude, it's all right.
Thanks, man.
Speaking of Batman.
There's going to be a Telltale Batman game.
Yeah.
I have not played a Telltale game, but I've always wanted to. And
well, if you do play Wolf Among Us.
I will. I do want to play Life is Strange.
Not a Telltale game.
I know, but it's kind of a competitor. Right, it's along those lines.
It's the thing about Telltale is that you never know what you're going to get with the writing quality. Mm-hmm. They have different teams. Now they've got like five. And it's like when they announce one that you think is going to be good, it usually ends up bad, except for like The Wolf Among Us. Like, I heard The Walking Dead was coming out, and they just released Jurassic Park and Back to the Future right before that, and they sucked.
Jurassic Park was really bad.
Yeah, really bad. Walking Dead was like, whoa, what the hell? And so then that same team went and made Wolf Among Us.
Didn't Gary Whitta write Walking Dead?
I think so.
Who is like an actual screenwriter, I think.
But so they went and made that, and then they announced Game of Thrones. And I'm like, oh, well, that's a great universe to have an original story in, Walking Dead style, the art style, whatever. It could work, I guess, and it could be really brutal. That could be really good. And it turns out they just tried to mimic the show, which is fucking terrible. It was awful. Just terrible game.
Yeah, Gary Whitta wrote the screenplay for The Book of Eli and The Walking Dead Season 1.
That's cool. Yeah. I love Book of Eli.
Yeah.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah, it was
a fun movie. But, yeah, so then the Minecraft one just got awful, and then the Borderlands one was apparently amazing.
Yeah, I got the Borderlands one was pretty good.
I hate the Borderlands, like, universe and story. Like, it got worse to me over time.
Yeah.
To the point where it's like going on the Think Geek website and just getting doused in fucking geek culture.
Yes, God, especially the pre-sequel.
Yeah,
that one was just like fucking internet meme humor. Yeah, the game
and the DLC was pretty bad too.
Oh man,
I really don't like that.
Yeah,
I never played that. So yeah, there's some Batman thing. It's like they're gonna follow up the Arkham series with a Telltale game with the shitty graphics that they'll never change.
I will say this: the Wolf Among Us, the kind of noir, investigating, like, detective-style story, could be pretty cool in a Batman game. Oh, yeah. If it's just...
It could be, yeah.
It could be cool.
If they got the good writing team on it.
Yeah.
It could be cool, but it's just like, what are they doing? They're putting out 1,000 games a year. They're making a lot of money now. They used to make nothing back when they had that engine. Now they're making tons of money, and they haven't changed. Sounds familiar.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I wanted to say something real quick. This is just a piece of news I'm inserting. So, you mentioned this. So, the Street Fighter V character, Fang, I watched the trailer. Well, you were talking there, and he looks very interesting. His stage is fucking awesome. His stage is just, like, behind him. It's like a Mount Rushmore. It's like a Shadow Lu base. And it has Bison and Vega and...
They're
just like carved in behind him. It's like the most perfect like evil lair that I've. I love it. And Fang, I guess, is a new bad guy. He's in Shadow Lu because he's on there as well.
That's fantastic.
They announced the first 6 DLC characters that are going to be released, and I'm incredibly excited about them. They have Alex, which is what the character literally everyone wanted to be in Street Fighter V. He was from Street Fighter III. Guile, Balrog,
Ibuki, Yori, and Yurien, another Street Fighter 3 character. So it's cool to see a returning Street Fighter 4 newbie in Yuri. She was a pretty cool character. So anyway,
Yuri Gagarin.
I know. Was that who? Is that her name?
Yeah. Yeah, she's the first person in space.
Oh. Okay.
I think. I don't know. I'm trying to find the Star Wars 7 script so I can ruin it for myself.
Dude, don't. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I got leaked?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
God, I'm gonna... I do not... That is the one movie I don't want to see a single thing about before I watch it. What I don't want to read any review. I don't want to see anything. Fucking
George Lucas.
Oh, God. Speaking of which, that could qualify as news.
What?
George Lucas is continually acting like a victim, like, every day. There's, like, been, like, three different interviews in the last couple weeks about him whining about it. Like,
what's he complaining about?
Well, it's not how I envisioned it, and it's, like, how the fuck, how stupid are you to sell it for billions of dollars? Like, he sold it for, like, $60 bajillion.
$4 billion, I think. I think it was $4 billion.
It's not 60 bajillion?
It's closer to $4 billion.
Not his anymore.
What
is he bitching about?
Anyways, so he's like, it's supposed to be about family, and the way Disney wrote it is like, it's just making it for the fans. Or something.
That's what he said.
He keeps talking about family, and I don't know what the hell he... Because whenever George Lucas talks about his ideas, they sound awful, and they never make sense. And so... Watch some George Lucas interviews. They're terrible.
He sounds like a...
He's a
dildo. He made a pretty good sandbox, and a lot of other people are better at playing in it than he is.
Well, he also tried to ruin it repeatedly, and then the powers that be stopped him until the prequels where he was the power that be. So,
Sorry. Rico.
Anyways, the latest thing was that he explained why Greedo shot first.
Oh, I read that. That
why he changed
stupid.
It is because Han Solo was a good guy, and he wanted to convey that so because he was supposed to be like John Wayne, and John Wayne wouldn't shoot first.
Yeah, he would.
So because of that, he wanted
John Wayne would rape first.
He wanted to make it to where he was more of the stoic good guy because that's how he turns out. And it's like, well, no shit, that's how he turns out. It's called a character arc and development.
That's why everybody loved it.
Yeah, you strip that away. If you keep that, then that's why there's no surprise at the very end of the movie when he comes back for them. Like,
yeah, and Greedo was a dick anyhow. It's not like anyone would have missed
him. Yeah, Greedo was a shitty bounty hunter.
Yeah, he said to him, I'm going to kill you. And Harrison Ford had his gun ready. Like, there you go. In fact, in the original, Greedo didn't even shoot. Like, Han
Solo.
His fucking brother-in-law.
Yeah, anyways, that was some George Lucas.
Are they saying good things about the script?
Fuck no, dude. Shut up, Phil. I don't want to hear anything.
Phil, I'll text you after this and spoil it for you.
Don't.
Phil, you better not check your phone if you don't want to have episode 7
if
spoiled.
Phil finds out, there's no doubt he will spoil it.
Oh, yeah. Are absolutely. People happy or are they not
Phil,
happy?
Shut up.
Phil, you'll find out after the show. I'm going to text you every spoiler I can find. I guarantee you I will ruin Star Wars for you, Phil. Through one way or another, I will tell you everything that you don't want to know.
I guess at this point we can just get into what games we've been playing.
Yeah.
So we've all been playing our...
I can list like 7.
Alan Wake. Been
playing too many games.
That's it for me.
That's all you've been playing.
Alan Wake.
Johnny.
I got... You sure you want to start with me? All right.
I do want to start with you.
Okay, yeah. So over Thanksgiving break, mm-hmm. I made the best decision I've ever made. And I had, 4 days, and I wanted to beat some games. So I picked up Nier and Asura's Wrath, and I beat them both in 4 days, and it was an experience.
Can we talk about Nier?
Yeah. Because
it's the only game that I've started 4 times and loved and then never finished.
It's really short, so you should do that. And Nier 2...
Damn it, Nier is so cool.
The last quarter of that game is fucking incredible. It's just really... just awesome. I don't know.
I've started that game 4 times, and I've always been like... Man, I fucking love everything about this. Like, the soundtrack.
Yeah.
The OST is so, the, like
the one of the best soundtracks.
So good. Ever. Oh my god. But I don't know. I pretty much get to the same point every time.
Which point?
I don't even remember. I very early, probably.
There's
like 5 to 6 hours.
It's a really short game.
Short.
So basically, there around the halfway point or a little past the halfway point, there's like a time skip where it goes into a different.
I remember section. Having to fish.
Oh, were you not able to do the fish thing?
No, I accomplished the fish thing.
So that's about 4 hours.
Yeah, it was at like a town with a bunch of like squares. Yeah, with a bunch of fucking squares that don't want
to. Did you go to the desert town that's run by thousands of arbitrary rules?
I think so, and it's like it's seaside though. It's a seaside town.
Well, there's a seaside one as well.
That's
so basically near for those that haven't played.
Yeah,
it plays out kind of like a Zelda game where it's got this open world with different towns and different dungeons and stuff. And you're a dad trying to save your sick and dying daughter, and you're kind of ugly, brutish, 40-year-old
very guy. Fucking ugly. One of the ugliest protagonists I've ever seen.
What's his name?
His name is you name him.
George
of the Jungle.
Just look up near main character. But Vice. Yeah. Vice, you dumbass! Start making sense, you rotten booker. You're gonna be sorry.
I love how that's the first line when you boot up the game.
Oh god, is this him?
Yeah, dude.
That's the main character.
Man, he is fucking ugly. So,
and he's got an amazing voice actor,
like Marcus.
He's actually really funny, and he's got a.
It's a good ass game. Everything about that game is cool.
The character chemistry for the party. So the party consists of 4 people. Which this is like, I guess, slight spoilers for.
No, one. I had the girl.
So there becomes a fourth. So you get a girl who is a hermaphrodite.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of hot.
But she's super hot, dude.
But she's got like some junk, and
a little junk. So, no, like a junk. Like she's got dick.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
And
it's huge, dude.
And so she's always kind of been like an outcast, and she swears a lot and hates everyone, but. You kinda, and then you've got this talking book who's this British guy named Vice, and he talks like this, and he's like a smartass.
That's very much And that's pretty good, actually. That was really close.
And
wait, is this true? The character looks way different on PS3 in Japan.
No, it's like a different part of the story. He's like a young guy. He's like a young, sexy man.
What's up with that?
The Xbox version, he had him ugly.
Yoda!
Why'd they make the character completely
well,
different?
Well, it starts out like in fucking... You're in Manhattan or something in nuclear winter. I don't even know.
Like this?
Yeah. And so we never got that PS3 version. It has actually a different name. So there's some differences in the Japanese version.
Far.
I don't know what they are. Wherever you are. anyways, then the fourth party member is this earnest... young child boy guy who's like 11 or so, and he just wants to help people, and he's really nice, and
sounds like the greatest character ever.
So but he's like Medusa. He's got like
these wraps
around his eyes because everything he looks at turns to stone because he's got this weird power. And so, you know, he's basically blind his whole life. So mm-hmm. you help him and whatnot. Well, after this time skip happens, you come back for him, and he becomes a major party member. But you find out he's like a weapon or whatever, and there's some experimental stuff that happens.
Are you summarizing the entire game for
No,
us?
just this okay. one specific thing about this one party member, which is some spoilers, but it's about one character rather than the plot. I don't know. Anyways, he gets turned into this creature, basically. Where he's hideous. And I don't know if you remember the Square Enix E3...
the crazy guy with the weird mask.
The director's a crazy guy. He wears that weird frog mask thing. Well, that's his head now, and he's got this weird skeletal-looking body and, like, a cape, and he floats around. He's got a big staff because he's just unlocked this weird mage power that's been within him. Well, he's just this nice kid with a really... You know, he just wants to help people. But now he's this hideous outcast.
Terrible.
With a totally unfitting voice and personality.
Knock off Jack Skellington.
So you feel horrible for him because he's this monster.
Are people terrified of him?
Yeah, but his personality doesn't reflect that at all. And so together, the four of you become good friends as the most hodgepodge group of misfits. You got people swearing all the time. The dub is great. The script is great. Some of it's really funny. Some of it's incredibly sad. By the time I beat the game, I was just absolutely shocked.
I fucking love it.
You got to beat it.
How long? Like, how long?
It's not long at all. It's like 20 hours if you do a lot of the side quests.
Okay.
Like, it's real short.
All right.
If you skip all the cutscenes and you know where to go, it's like 7 hours. It's a really short game.
And the only way to... You can't get it off PlayStation 3?
Yes, it's a PS3 game.
Okay. Yeah, PS3 and Xbox 360.
But that's what I beat it on. I absolutely loved it. And when you beat it, though, there is like a... You have to beat the last quarter of the game a second time to get the full ending. But there's different cutscenes. It explores what the girl's story more.
Cool. I'm glad you beat that. And you also beat Asura's Wrath.
I beat Asura's Wrath.
Asura!
Did you do it with the Japanese... dub. It's incredible. I listened to
the English dub.
The English one really kind of kills it for me. I listened to it and it was just kind of, I don't know.
Guy is so fucking mad.
Yeah.
He's so mad.
He's so mad.
Asura?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
God.
He's fucking furious.
He does that a lot. Yeah.
in Japanese, they got like an all-star voice cast because now I know a lot of Japanese voices, and so I can recognize a lot of them. But God, I love the bro that you get to play as in the last.
I love that.
Oh yeah,
what's his name?
I don't remember.
He was like my favorite character in the game.
And he played really fun too. But did you ever do the DLC?
No,
it's so crazy. Let me tell you how.
Please tell. I'll just look it up on YouTube. But I want you to. Yeah.
So the DLC, first of all, okay, spoilers, if you're going to play Asura's Wrath and the DLC, skip 5 minutes.
No, it's statute of limitations is up. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the DLC, they fucking die.
Yeah, okay.
So it's kind of an important ending, I guess. You fight basically the spider thing says, I am the god of gods.
Yes.
And of god of gods of gods, because I think there was already another
one. Shit.
So he's the one really calling the shots or whatever, so super corny. He turns into this weird Hindu being with a million arms. And you beat the shit out of him, but then you get the shit beat out of you. And then so your brother-in-law then takes his power, like when you're knocked out, they punch you back to the planet Earth. And, your brother-in-law then, like, takes his power core, Iron Man thing that's in his chest.
Fusion core.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I mean, that's literally what it is, too. It's, like, in the same spot, looks like it. He pops it out, and he, like, fuses it with Asura's, and then he finds, like, this fusion core in the crashed ship with all the other gods, and he takes all of their powers, and he puts it in Asura. And so now he's, like, dying, and then Asura wakes up, and then he challenges him to a duel, and so you have this brotherly duel, and then it flashes back, and you're fighting in a free fall, you're like jumping off a tower, like, you know, thousands of years in the past.
Yeah.
And like, it's actually really sweet, because it controls like normal, but you're falling off a tower. So it's
one of the
sweet
towers of when you die? Like one
something similar to that. Okay. It looks like that. It's just like this endless tower.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where the hell they were.
Everything in that in that game is big.
Yes. So then it's like pretty endearing scene where Asura like goes and punches at him, but he's already dead because he gave him this core thing. And
yeah, PlayStation VR stuff.
Asura knew based on the smile on his face, like because he dies with a smile standing. It's just it's pretty good scene. But then the best part happens. You fight the god of gods.
Okay.
And eventually it keeps going. There's many phases, and then you get to the very last one where you're in a white blank matrix space, and you're beating the shit out of him. He's just in this weird form, and at one point when the fight really gets into its last phase, you start to see these button prompts, but they're not for you. They're button prompts written in like a cryptic language, And it's for the enemy. It's the buttons that the boss is pressing. And you're pushing that's buttons, cool. And then he's getting prompted, and you're mashing, and then as you start to beat the shit out of him more, he starts getting worn out. And so he tries to stand back up, and you see he's mashing the button, and he starts slowing down, and he fails it, and then he fails another one, and you punch him, and he fails another one, and you punch him. It was just glorious.
The theme of the game is to stop playing video games and go outside and play, I think.
So
at the very end, you know, Asura dies, and basically all of the powers and the gods are dismantled, and he gives the reins of the earth to the girl, and she creates this peaceful earth, whatever. Then it says like a million years later or something like that. And
this is a really long, convoluted ending.
So this is a DLC. This is a DLC.
This fucking game. You should play this game, Philip.
You've been talking about it for like years.
It's a glorious game. Anyways, it's pretty cool. It skips ahead in like a million years later. In this, you know how there's the loading screens with the cool artwork?
Yes.
Well, it shows like 10 different ones to show like what happened a million years later in the world, and it's like New York City. And there's, like, instead of a Statue of Liberty, it's, like, a statue of Asura holding up this thing. and then there's, like, Chun-Li is walking around as a police officer, like, getting somebody.
Chun-Li from Street Fighter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it shows all of the characters have reincarnated as, like, themselves. And they're all just hanging around New York. And Asura's with his family, and he's like with his bro and stuff, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, everybody's like, "Oh God, it's a meteor!" And Asura just for some reason has this instinct to get pissed and try to grab it.
That's what he does best. And that's he gets the pissed ending. And he grabs huge fucking things.
Yeah, that's the
Phil, you would love this game.
It is the most over the top.
Yes.
Over the top.
Absolutely ridiculous. Yes, it's fucking... At one point, one of your enemies just grows to the side. Very early on. Maybe the first boss fight. He grows to, like, three times the size of the earth and then punches the earth and you grab his hand.
Or his finger.
He's just using his finger. And you grab his finger and it zooms out, like, a million miles.
And it's, like, the size of mountains.
His finger is the size of mountains and then you, like,
gross. Fucking... That's a disgusting finger, bro. Anyway,
what?
Why are you saying bra?
Yeah, so much? You've started saying that a lot.
I don't know. I'm just trying. And then there's
one
shit.
Point where this guy stabs you. This guy, you're fighting on the moon, and you start to fall back to Earth. And this guy stabs you with his sword, and his sword grows to be like 8 million miles long, and it stabs through the Earth.
Nice.
Oh God. Yeah.
That sounds cool.
It's a fucking rad game. I liked it.
Yeah, it was.
I liked it a lot.
It was a fun experience.
Yeah. Anyways, what else? You play anything else?
Yeah, I played Persona Dancing All Night today. I fucking beat it. And then I...
That's a rhythm game, right?
Yeah, it's a rhythm game. I got 56. 56 minutes? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how we did that. Right. Anyways, Persona Dancing All Night is it's a rhythm game made by the people who do Project Diva, which I really like. Anyways,
Shadow World?
Dude, what?
Does that have Shadow World?
No.
I don't give a fuck then. Let's move on. Phil, what'd you play?
Just Cause 3. Wait, I'm not done.
Okay.
I'll skip. The game's ultra corny.
Yeah.
But anyways, the cool thing
is
that
it's a rhythm game, of course it is.
No. I mean, rhythm games are what they are, whatever. They're corny. This is the corniest fucking thing you have ever seen, especially if you've played Persona 4. It is just absolute cheese. Anyways, it's pretty fun. The thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that I played it on my PlayStation TV.
Oh, wow.
I don't have a Vita.
Okay.
I bought a PlayStation TV for $30, and then I got a few Vita games, and they work great. Like, it looks like a PS3 game,
huh.
And it's literally just replicating the handheld. And so the box is, like, that big.
Yeah, it's $30, tiny.
And I'm
it's
playing tiny. PS3 graphic games.
That's cool.
I don't need to buy a Vita. It's just crazy. I can't believe... I didn't even know it could do that until as soon as I learned that I bought it.
It's good to know it works well.
But it doesn't have Shadow World.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You talking about the movie?
No. This.
Oh, yes it does.
Okay, good. Because this is the greatest song ever.
I love that song. You sent it to me the other day.
Let's just chill out to this for a little bit. Phil, what'd you play?
Played Just Cause 3 and Wasteland.
Yeah? Wasteland 2?
No, yeah, Wasteland 2. Not the 80s game.
Was the song in them?
Was the song in it?
No, it wasn't.
Don't give a fuck. Stryker, what'd you play?
Great.
I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care. I played this. I listened to this all week. I wish Elizabeth walked to this song.
Oh man, you could have got away with it if it didn't have the Japanese lyrics. Yeah. You would have just been like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, alright.
This game has nothing but remixes. Or it has the originals too, like this, but it has remixes, and some of them are really good.
Hell yeah. Here comes the chorus. Let's all just jam out to this one.
Watch out, dude.
Just shh. Philip loves it.
Yeah,
Philip's feeling this.
It's all right.
Phil does not like anything that isn't.
No
rock.
No,
he doesn't like anything. I think it's all right. Phil's just in Japanese.
Phil picked me up. Phil accompanied us on lunch. What, Thursday? Thursday. Yeah. And he gave me a ride back to my to work. And he turned on his car, and the first thing he hears,
yeah, Bruce Dickinson, bro. He's singing a lot better nowadays.
Why do you keep saying rock?
I said that who about are you your hanging
out with? Who at Lane are you hanging out with?
No one.
What fucking hoodie wearing monster drinking fucks are you hanging out in the cafeteria with?
I don't know. I just exactly. say raw, and I have no. I don't even know.
Are you
what
part
I'm
of the
saying.
Metal militia now?
I'm not part of the metal militia.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, yeah.
Anyways, Phil, what have you been playing?
Hold on. Okay, yes.
Jesus, man!
I've got two more.
Okay.
I got Xenoblade, and I'm not going
to
talk about Xenoblade.
I would love to hear more about Xenoblade next week.
Yeah, I haven't played enough to talk about. But Rainbow Six Siege.
Okay, yeah.
I got that.
That's worth
played
it.
Played that with some friends on Skype. And
some enemies.
And it was a lot of fun.
I really want to play it.
It's super good. I don't know, it's got like a 76 on Metacritic, and I kind of get it because there's not much in it other than multiplayer and terrorist hunt. When I think about it, the things I want in Rainbow Six are multiplayer and terrorist hunt, so...
I would like a campaign.
I would too.
But I don't care.
I never played the Rainbow Six multiplayer. I played Terrorist Hunt.
Well, Vegas was a very different kind of Rainbow Six game. The other Rainbow Six games all follow this philosophy, this gameplay idea of you breaching a building from the outside, there's many ways in, and terrorists have occupied it, and you have to kind of, like, get your objective taken out quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's Rainbow Six. And so there's this heavy element of defense and offense, and that's really conveyed well in this game. Because when you're playing defense, it's a completely different thing. Like you have 10 different kinds of classes with different abilities, and then when you're playing offense, you have 10 other different classes. And, River just took a selfie with Stryker. We're gonna put that on.
That has to be like the thumbnail.
Now you know when that happened. Anyways. Oh, it's a fun game.
It's just a selfie, it wasn't that
it's
funny.
Really intense because it's very tactical and strategic, which I like in multiplayer. You have to stop and think about things.
Yeah.
And it's really
wow. That was funny. That was hilarious.
Phil, I'm gonna apologize for him.
It's okay. Just you're talking about Rainbow Six. You're talking about Rainbow Six.
How so tell me.
You don't need to apologize for him since first grade.
A couple questions I have, which I've already asked you, but I'd like to hear. So, we talked about the weapons. There's weapon customization stuff. The shooting feels really good.
Yeah.
How are the graphics and how is like the performance stuff?
Well, performance really nice. The graphics are fine. They look pretty good. In fact, there's the attackers get to control these little robot RC car type things that have cameras. They get to control them for about a minute and a half at the start of every round. And they have little vents that they can go through and little ways of travel. But the way that they move, like the camera and stuff, like every tiny little bump in the terrain, just like... I don't know what that noise was. But
no, that's the right noise.
Yeah, that was the right noise. It made sense to me.
So, like, It that part looks really good. There's a lot of attention to detail and what is there. There's just not a lot.
And the destruction, is it?
The destruction's great. People are like, oh, good, Battlefield did that ages ago. But it's not, like, this. The destruction is just a very specific mechanic. Like,
yeah.
Like walls have, like, a chunk of them that can be blown up. And if you reinforce the walls with metal plating, then they can't blow all of it up. There's a lot of things where you can, like...
Does it feel, like... prefabbed parts that blow up.
There's lots of prefab parts that blow up.
Right. So you can't just go up to a wall and there's a guy on the other side and be like, I'm gonna shoot through this.
You can.
Okay.
And so
awesome. So how
it's just you can't blow it completely up. Like there's the ones you want to blow up and then there's the ones that you could to distract them and it would create some holes, but you're not gonna make it all the way through.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you can actually just plant a bomb on the roof and blow that up, and you'll have some, like, holes through the roof you can shoot them through, but you can't drop in. There's, like, these prefab things that you want to blow up to do that, and they can reinforce those.
Which I guess makes sense, yeah. Because it's not, I mean...
But if mechanically, you had any, it works really well.
Yeah.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. If you could create any point of entry, it would be kind of unfair for the defense, I feel like.
What makes the game fun is that... The defense has... Every player has three metal sheets that they can put up to reinforce. They spawn in the building. They can't leave. If they leave the building, it says you'll be detected in 5 seconds, which basically throws the match. You then try to dig in as best as you can while they're trying to find you in the big building with their little RC cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so you spawn...
RCXD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you spawn next to your objective. You can plant the sheets on the walls, on the basically on the key points that can be breached. The doors, if you have certain classes, like my class, he gets three trip mines that he can put in front of doors and windows. And the enemy can repel. So they can try to repel in, and oops, they hit a trip mine, blow up. Stuff like that. And so basically, it's just this waiting game. The attackers are on edge because they're running through together. They got to stick together. They're repelling together. They got, you know, the guy with the big shield in front, and everybody's trying to follow the guy with the shield. And so it's really intense because you die quickly, and when you're dead, you're dead. And,
okay, this is getting weird.
And, anyways, what... So it's really intense for the attackers, and the defenders are just sitting there waiting. And you just hear distant explosions as they're breaching their way.
To me, that sounds so scary.
It is, and that's why I love it. It's like a really intense game. I suck at it, and it's fun.
So let me ask you a couple more questions real quick. I asked you this before, but how many maps are there?
I think there's eight.
Eight maps. Our friend Chad wants to know a couple things. How many?
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Chad. Shout out. We love you. Does it take too many bullets to take down enemies? How many?
No, very few.
Isn't that a Chad question?
Yeah, that's a definite Chad question. No, he plays fucking Arma, for God's sake.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a little more than Arma, but it's typical. Like if you've played like older Rainbow Six games, I think even less than maybe Vegas.
So it feels right. And how's like the weightiness?
It's very weighty.
So it's not like all fast paced and stuff. Like
it's slow.
It's more okay. Good.
It's slow, and the guns have a lot of pow. Like they got a lot of like when there's in the E3 trailer, you notice there's a lot of people like blind firing and like just tearing up the walls and
yeah.
And that definitely is a thing. that at least that I do because I'm scared and I know he's right there. I'm like oh, blah, blah, blah. But you get a lot of ammo even though it's got that realism. You do have a lot of ammo, so I don't see you ever running out of ammo. Some people complained about that, but I think that it's an intentional thing, because the rest of the game is very hardcore, so that just kind of adds to the...
I gotcha.
To the design.
I just felt like, just you know, since he's like our biggest fan, I'd ask a Chad question.
That's true. It's just a very well-thought-out, mechanically multiplayer game. And so if you have friends that you want to play, I highly recommend it with friends.
Another Chad question that I actually got from him is, how many... Do you kill women?
Yes, actually. Okay. There are girl characters.
I'm excited to see what the maps look like, because it has a very specific style of gameplay. So I'm very excited to see what maps... Because I'd like to play this game eventually, and I'd like to see what maps come out, like DLC maps there's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could play...
There's
you could have
some
really
cool
creative ideas. Like, I'm thinking of different things, like a like a school or something like that.
There's a so there's a really large bank that's cool, and then there's a an airplane like Air Force One.
Mm-hmm. But then like, the house everyone's seen from like all the.
Actually, I don't know if I've played that one.
A skyscraper.
There's yeah, that would be cool. But the problem is that
just have like three floors.
They have to then the opposing force has to start outside of the building.
Start them on top or something.
Just have everybody like the top. Oh yeah,
kind of like the Calypso Casino in Vegas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
Start them on top.
Drop it like mm-hmm. it's hard. Mm-hmm. A guy at work said that.
Fucking hard, dude.
Scott.
But yeah. So anyway, that's it. Phil. That's all I have to say.
Phil,
cool. About my 18,000 games.
So playing.
Johnny plays a lot of games.
Yeah, Johnny plays a lot of games. For Just Cause 3 and Wasteland.
Tell
2.
Tell me about Just Cause 3.
Just Cause 3 is basically. I know you're basically so. One of the primary things in the game is to liberate areas. I'm sure you guys know about that. You play the first two games, and you jump in like Chow Yun Fat and Hardboiled and shoot the living shit out of everything. It's really easy to get around. You know, you don't have to drive a car. You can use the grappling hook. And this is coming from someone who's never played a Just Cause game before.
Really?
Okay? Yeah, I've never played a Just Cause game before. This is my first time. So, for me, the grappling hook and the parachute is new for me.
Grappling hook was not in 2.
Okay.
Or, sorry, I mean, wingsuit, sorry.
Yeah, the wingsuit was... the wingsuit is awesome. It throws you off how fast you're going, and then you eat shit instantly.
Good.
But,
Can I ask you something, Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have... search high and low for this information, mm-hmm. and no, nobody is publicizing this yet. Are there unlockable outfits, skins, cosmetic things?
Nothing that I've discovered yet.
Well, keep your eyes out and report.
There wasn't two, so there's got to be. Right? There has to be at least.
Really,
something.
Would have liked to know, but nobody will
find out.
A duster with cloth physics.
There's like little challenges and. You try to glide through a tunnel.
Now, you're playing on a PS4, right?
I'm playing on a PS4.
How are the load times?
Lower times? Okay, so let me tell you about my experience.
And the frame rate.
The frame rate's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine. But I started out playing the game, and then it crashed once the moment it started. Then I played, 10 minutes into it, then it crashed a second time. And since then, it hasn't crashed at all, but the load times are kind of, they're not...
Really long?
They're not frustratingly long. They're not like Chronicles of Riddick long, but remember, those are long.
Did that have long loading times?
Those were the long ass.
You remember the weirdest thing?
I don't remember that being long at all, but I played the remastered, so that might...
Yeah, that's must be the remastered.
I played the original version.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything about it.
Fucking
load times are fine, though.
Great games.
I can't... I can't really... In most games, you do a lot of duck and covering nowadays. You do a lot of zooming in, to the character's shoulder as you aim.
Right.
And I don't know how to play the game very well, or you actually can't do that.
I know
it's
you
the
can.
Right stick.
Yeah, you can zoom in.
Oh yeah, I know. I press down on it like the R3 whatever, and that doesn't happen. And I don't know if it might be my controller or just the game, but it doesn't really ruin the experience for me. You can still aim.
Thanks for internet connection.
You probably wouldn't end up doing a lot of that anyway, but...
Yeah,
so you like it so far?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
I bought it.
It's exactly what it claims to be.
I played 15 minutes of it, and it was just a really weird experience, and the frame rate was really bad, and then the game crashed halfway through the first mission.
That's what happened.
But you buy it on,
and so I refunded it and bought Siege. Okay. I'll get it later. I got it on PC. Hey, fuck.
On PC.
Yeah.
PC. And what video card do you have?
AMD 90 or I don't remember.
We started out with a really concerning number because that would be really old.
Don't you have like a... There's 70, a 7 in there. 70, 78,
70? 79, 50.
No, that's not that. That's what I... That's what my last card was.
Yeah, it's a fine card.
Actually, that's not what... My last card was a 970 that I had for like 2 months.
It runs literally every game perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's what I had. It's 3 gig?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, you can... One really cool feature is that while using the parachute, you can use the grapple to propel... the speed you're going at, and I love that. I think that's cool.
You can grapple with the wingsuit too.
How do the cars feel?
when you're driving.
The cars, I mean, they're kind of a bitch to turn. They're kind of a bitch to steer. Yeah.
Okay.
Driving is weird. Driving's always been weird
mm-hmm.
in those games.
I love jumping. I love driving off a cliff and jumping out and, you know, bringing my parachute out.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool as hell.
Interesting.
Yeah, it seems like the game's okay.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of more Just Cause 2. Is the setting cool? I think the setting
It looks... Okay, I need... This should have been the first thing I mentioned. I think that the map and the whole setting looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah?
You have, like, this field of all these fucking, like, flowers and roses and shit. And, yeah,
it's dude, just beautiful.
You can't, flowers, just can't make it sound too fruity.
It's such a like a lovely little setting in contrast to all the chaos that is ensuing in this game,
mm-hmm.
and it's really neat.
How's the zombies mode?
I haven't played the zombies mode. I just started the game. I played like the first 2 hours.
Okay, there's not a zombies
mode. I thought all of us played Just Cause 3. That's why I got it.
I have not played it.
Well, that's okay to be the only one. Yeah. We will end up playing it.
Yes, cool. We will. I love.
But you still need. I need to know about the outfits, skins, cosmetic things.
Okay.
You need to find that out for me.
The only thing that there is, they have the garage feature where you turn in something important and like a new tank or something, and then you can have that drop to you, kind of like Metal Gear Solid 5. First thing you did was you got a little fucking scooter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did.
This is completely unrelated, but yeah. Talking about Just Cause reminded me of another open world game that where you liberate places. And I've been watching Man in the High Castle. I watched the first four episodes of that. And man, it makes me wish there was another Saboteur game.
I really need to watch that.
And Man in the High Castle.
God,
Man
the Saboteur High Castle. Was the Saboteur such was great. A fucking great.
It was
great
so fucking
game.
Good.
Called I never in, played it.
Called
I
in sick.
It. I always
to work
to
for
play
4 days.
River and I, it was like one of River and I's favorite 360 games.
You know,
I called in sick to work four days to beat
I
it.
I like literally everything about it from what I've seen, and I just never did it.
Lied to everyone that I know. to play the Saboteur.
Any other? Oh, Wasteland. You were going to talk about Wasteland.
So yeah. It's definitely a change of pace from Fallout 4.
You're going back to the actual.
Yeah, well, this is the. I've never really. This is like really the first game of its kind that I've actually played since like.
Yeah.
Since I suppose you comparable to StarCraft, but you well, start. It's
maybe
kind of
keen camera angle.
You got a camera.
Yeah. But anyway, the map was it was really foreign to me, but it's sort of like a almost I don't want to call it an Oregon Trail thing. But you
it's exactly like Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
You describe classic RPG.
You automatically
Wasteland 2 is basically Oregon Trail.
It's just StarCraft.
It's just amazing. Yeah, I just when I think of classic RPGs, I think of Final Fantasy. I don't go back that far. So yeah, again,
you're JRPGs. Probably right.
You didn't see a lot of like
I didn't play Wasteland or
well, most people didn't play Fallout, Wasteland, no. But yeah, Fallout's the popular one.
Yeah.
Wasteland 2 is basically trying to be the Fallout Van Buren, which was supposed to be Fallout 3. It was called Van Buren. They actually made a lot of it. The original creators had a 3D engine, and it got canceled in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bethesda took over. But this is they've always wanted to make that. They've always wanted to make a 3D Fallout game, and so a lot of the original, some of the original creators and then the original Wasteland creators were like, let's do it. They kickstarted it.
Yeah. And I'm slowly starting to like it. At first, I thought it was kind of boring, and I didn't really know what I was doing. But once I figured out how to actually automatically travel to a new location, it was making a lot more sense. You get a little notification. You've ran into some raiders. Run or fight them, and you can choose to fight them or to run. And the thing is, the fights are actually kind of intense. They're really close fights. The last battle I had was with these demonic rabbits, and I'm serious.
From South Park?
No, they're just demonic. They're infected rabbits, infected by this plant mutant that basically causes a zombie infestation.
Bale.
Yeah. Sure. What's Bale?
Satan. He's an archdemon.
Cool. But yeah, I finished that up, and not the game. I finished that battle up, and I'm starting to slowly like it. I'm getting used to it.
Cool. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
There's a lot to say about that kind of gameplay that's sort of lost that you could still get a unique experience out of. Like, because when exactly. I went back, before Fallout 3 came out, I went back and played Fallout 1 and 2, and I beat them. Or I beat 1. It's got that combat. You can tell a story about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there, because it's turn-based and, like, runs on numbers, like a tabletop system, like, you can have weird things happen where your party member automatically, you know, draws... Or, no, my friend had a story where he was sitting in a casino or something, and there's, like, this mafia that runs it, and... there's, like, this mafia that runs this casino in Fallout 2, and they get pissed at you if you do something in a quest, and so he did that, and so this the mob boss draws his gun, and since it's all turn-based, it's all, you know, step-by-step, so you remember it all. He draws his gun, cocks it, and fires it, and he misses because of the number system. It flies through the door... through the window, and it hits a prostitute out on the street, which then started a gang war between all of the prostitutes and pimps in the town and their faction. They now pull out knives and guns, and all the guys in the mafia are pulling out guns, and they're all killing each other.
That's a pretty unique experience.
Meanwhile, my friend's trying to get out turn by turn. He's trying to run like hell. And his party members keep automatically planting fucking, like, C4 bombs and stuff.
And how, I mean, I know it's turn-based, I know it's 2D, how good does it look? Is it, like, is it like the 80s? Is it, like, super pixelated?
Yep.
Are you talking about Fallout?
Yeah, Fallout 2. You're talking about Fallout.
Fallout's early and mid-90s, so.
Fallout 2 came out in, like, 1998, I think.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Fallout
5. 93 was Fallout 1.
Pretty sure it was like 1998, because they have a South Park joke in it.
Oh yeah, you're right, 98.
Fuck, bitch!
What was Fallout?
Shit.
So Fallout 1 was like 97 or 6.
Another thing about Wasteland, you miss a lot until you start upgrading your gun skills.
Yeah, you also miss a lot in Fallout when you don't choose a fucking perk.
Oh, go man. Hell.
Hey. Okay, so I was out, Phil was out to lunch with us, right? And then
I don't miss all the time.
Everyone...
What?
Anyway, everyone left, so it was just me and Phil, and we were talking about Fallout, and I was telling him about how I upgrade all my guns all the time and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, how do you do that? Like, well, you have to go to a workshop. He's like, yeah, I know, but I can't, like, I don't have the, you need the gun nut perk. I don't know how to get that. I'm like, well, you just have to select it. And he's like, yeah, but there's the top, like, only the top row has points in it. And, like, you can't go, there's no points in the other one.
It is very misleading. It is very misleading.
Now, Phil, I gotta, I will empathize with you. I thought that at first, like, the first few times I leveled up, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, so I've been playing.
What level were you?
I think I was level 25.
How were you?
First
of all, how are you level 25 and have 5 days gameplay?
Because he doesn't have any perks.
Oh,
so he can't level up fast because he doesn't have like the extra experience perks and
Christ.
Stuff.
I've been compensating with taking some powerful companions with me. To me, I thought this was just the normal game.
Did you get a perk yet?
Yeah, have you gotten
no,
a perk?
No, I'm just about to level up.
Go home and get a damn
go
perk.
Go home and get Idiot Savant, you stupid bitch. Sorry.
Idiot Savant's pretty good.
Idiot Savant's great.
So, yeah. You're not a
all I do
bitch,
is save scum and make sure all of my...
I know.
Love you.
I love you too, bro.
Mission complete.
Hold my
hand. Okay,
Idiot
that's
Savant's.
Cool.
Nope, the whole episode.
Quick save right before your mission is accomplished, and then... load it back up and do that until you get Idiot Savant or mission completes. It's so cheap, but I do it every time.
Classic
yeah.
River.
Yeah.
Cheating the system.
Yep. Yeah.
I got the easy way out like a bitch.
Every single time. Every chance I get, I work as little as possible.
Oh, man. That's.
I got to level 30-something, yeah, I've since stopped playing. I'm gonna wait for the DLCs to all come out before I pick
it up. I'm waiting because I'm trying to beat all of the other games I have on my... I'm trying to beat Witcher right now. I'm right at the end.
Yeah,
I keep thinking about starting that game back up, and the thought of it is just terrifying.
Kept thinking it was gonna end, and then it didn't, and now I'm just back doing lowly side missions.
Nice.
Anyway, well, guys, that's what
one
we're
last
playing.
Thing.
Okay.
One last thing.
If it's about Dream Theater.
It's not about Dream Theater.
The Astonishing.
Oh, shit. He's gonna kill us all. Phil's reaching into his backpack right now to pull out a gun and kill us.
First issue of Dark Knight 3.
Oh, Dark Knight Returns 3.
You just ruined it. On the fucking still in his pack. He just slams it.
I read it already.
Phil, I'm gonna ask you something about this.
It has nothing to do with Frank Miller. They just announced it a week before release. It was originally announced as a co-write between.
Frank Miller and Brian Azzarello.
Yeah. And it was revealed by Frank Miller. He's like, I got nothing to do with it. I'm going to write Dark Knight 4, but I got nothing to do with this Dark Knight 3 thing. So that's the story behind that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm serious. A lot of people are pissed off. This is a controversial release because they waited till a week before the release when everybody had it pre-ordered to reveal that Frank Miller has nothing to do with this series.
Wow. That's really shocking to me because it's been like, as far as I know, this is interesting.
But that
how is it?
So it's definitely not The Dark Knight Strikes Again. It's more along the lines of the original Dark Knight Returns.
You not open this?
You can open it. You can open it. It's fine.
I don't want to open it.
I already opened it and read it. I just put it back in there. Okay. But that being said, the art is by Annie Kubert. But the way the paneling is done and just the way the story is told is very much akin to the first Dark Knight Returns. Mm. Batman hasn't showed up yet, so it's that thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I won't
give away any spoilers.
So this takes place after Strikes Again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so Batman's what, 70, 80?
Probably. I have no idea at this point. Honestly, I wasn't thrilled to hear about this when I heard it. Like, The Dark Knight Returns was supposed to be the last Batman story.
Yeah.
Look at his face, dude.
He's terrified.
He's fucking scared. There are titties in this one?
There's not really titties. No, there's not titties, dude. This isn't Sin City.
What's the point?
The art does not remind me of Dark Knight. The art's very different.
Yeah, it is very different. But I think the way the story is told, I think it's akin to Dark Knight Returns. You know, you have these tiny panels with news reporters talking and stuff.
Cool. So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. You know, it should be okay. I wasn't enthused to hear about it again, as I said before, because Dark Knight Returns was supposed to be like the last Batman story.
Yeah, and I don't like that they kind of misled people. Because they've been touting this as a Frank Miller and Brian Azzarello co-project for, as far as I know.
But there's going to be a fourth one, though, and it is written by Frank Miller. I don't know if he's going to do the art. I hope not, because he can't draw anymore, unfortunately.
It says Miller right here.
Trust me, he has nothing to do with it.
Okay, I'm just saying it says Miller.
It's like a producer credit.
He has, like, one tiny little... There's, like, this little ash can comic book in there, like, incorporated into the book, like, this tiny little comic book, and Frank Miller wrote that.
I will say that, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here. There were a lot of people before this came out that were saying that they weren't excited because Frank Miller hasn't put out anything good in a long time.
That's also
true. So the fact that Frank Miller isn't writing this for some people might be a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's an important thing to say. Brian Azzarello, he's definitely writing with the voice of the Frank Miller of the 80s. I that's what I think when I'm reading this.
Okay.
So, you know, time will tell. It's the first issue. A lot of people are cautiously optimistic, I'd say. And that's what I would recommend for any Batman fan who picks this up. Remain cautiously optimistic. Great cover.
I like the cover a lot. Mm-hmm. I was upset when I opened it up and saw the actual artwork, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I think that cover's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks great.
Well, gentlemen, I think we got a show.
Oh, it looks like there's a Final Fantasy VII Remake gameplay.
Oh, fuck, really?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Actual game. Pump up the volume, bro.
There's a lot of PlayStation VR stuff being announced as we're recording this as well.
I wonder what's going on. Why have they...
It's Avalanche.
Oh, shit.
So far, isn't this just the trailer we've already seen?
No, this isn't anything like it.
This is basically the beginning.
Oh, shit.
So it's an action game?
I'm cool with that.
Of course it's a fucking action game.
I didn't want it to be.
Really good graphics.
Mm-hmm.
We are watching this trailer.
Yeah.
Phil's hovering above everyone.
Phil's
just
Phil's about to run.
Excitedly.
Okay,
run.
Yep. It's a
Kingdom Hearts.
Or just Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
This looks exactly like Final Fantasy 15.
It really does.
Yeah. I'm totally fine with it. That's cool.
Yeah, I like the way the demo played.
I didn't.
Really? Okay.
Well, fair Johnny, enough. You are not a Final Fantasy fan, is that correct? So your opinion doesn't matter at all.
In fact, they did not fight this guy on the train.
No, I'm a JRPG fan. I like turn-based JRPGs.
Cool.
All right.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Whoa, what the hell is this?
I'm down.
What is this event that's just going
on? PSX. It's the PlayStation Experience.
Oh, I didn't know that was today. I thought that was like tomorrow.
No, it's this weekend.
That's fucking cool.
So, anyway, we just watched the trailer. So sorry for everyone for the quietness there. Anyway, so that is a show.
Yep.
For everybody listening, thank you for listening to while we watch the trailer in silence.
Mm-hmm. We can probably cut that part.
If you're still listening, follow us on Twitter. That's @pixel_chicken. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/pixelchickenpodcast. Send us your hate mail to Johnny at pixelchickenpodcast@gmail.com. And thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.